We're here with Sierra McKenzie of the Public Library of Cincinnati and Hamilton County, and this week, Nnedi Okorafor is coming to speak at the main library. Who is she?
She is an author who mostly writes science fiction, African futurism, magical realism stories, usually centering Black women, Black girls in that genre.
So in the last year, she's probably had some success with a title called Black Panther, I'm guessing.
She has, yeah. She has authored the Black Panther Long Live the King graphic novel, as well as Wakanda Forever, and she's also currently working on a Shuri graphic novel.
Another character from the Black Panther series.
Yes, T'Challa's sister.
What is she going to be doing when she comes to Cincinnati?
She's going to be speaking with us about her books, specifically the Black Panther, Marvel Ties, as well as Binti, and also signing on Thursday, May 2nd.
How popular is her work at the library?
Oh, it's very popular among staff and customers. There was a big push when we were looking at new authors to bring to the library, and she had many votes. So we also just recently ordered a bunch more of her material in to support the author visit.
Have you read any of it?
I have. So she writes for all age ranges, like children, young adults, and adults. So I've read her graphic novels, with the exception of Shuri, her children's picture books, specifically The Chicken in the Kitchen, and the Akata Witch series, which is a dual series. I don't know that there will be a third one.
What's your favorite?
Definitely Akata. Yeah. I like the main character a lot. Her name is Sunny, and she's like 13, just trying to find her place in the world. So she's American-born Nigerian, and she's living in Nigeria when she finds out that she is a part of a, like, secret society called Leopard People. She's what they call a free agent, which means she was born from non-magical parents, which is atypical in that world. And yeah, so she's, like, gaining her power, learning her craft, defeating bad guys.
You mentioned Nnedi writes for young adults, and adults can appreciate it, too.
Yes.
How difficult is that for an author?
I think there is difference in the issues that young adults care about versus what adults care about. They're just going through different things. So a lot of young adults want to focus on more of those realistic issues of finding their purpose and
finding their way in the world.
Yeah, finding their way in the world and finding their own voice and how to use that voice, which is something that a lot of adults already have figured out or aren't thinking about.
Comic books, graphic novels used to be a really niche market, but in the last few years, we've seen all these Marvel comics become big blockbuster movies. Has that reflected in who is checking out graphic novels and comic books and the related literature?
I think so, because before it was just like, you only watched the superhero movies if you read those superhero comic books. You were invested in those characters because of those books, so, you know, you were obviously drawn to the movie. But now with the success of even specifically the Black Panther movie, that movie drew in a lot of people who honestly did not even care about graphic novels and superheroes in general. But now they're like, well, this superhero kind of looks like me, or I find things I relate to, and he's more than just, you know, a guy who can fly or punch bad guys. He has a whole other purpose. And so that I think that's drawing people to go look at the comics themselves.
That whole other purpose. For people who aren't familiar with Black Panther, and that's being a king, leading a nation.
Yes, he is leading a nation, leading a people, and very prosperous nation at that. So he's, in the movie, trying to decide between keeping his nation a secret and only helping his people, or opening up the borders and offering what they have to the outside world.
The Black Panther character has been around since the 1970s and has just now been vaulted to the forefront, and you've seen that reflected with more diverse people coming and getting his stories, stories written by Nnedi?
Yeah, especially young children, because again, they see this hero who looks like them, and there aren't many out there, so they can see that. They want to know more about his nation and his family.
Comics lead to graphic novels. They're a little, graphic novels are a little perhaps heavier, literally speaking. Are they all a gateway drug to more literature, to reading more altogether?
Yeah. I mean, the people who are like, graphic novels aren't real books are wrong, because they are. Like, it's reading, it's action. It just happens to have images and illustrations alongside it. But yeah, I do think that reading the text of a graphic novel leads to reading not real novels, but other works of literature.
We've been speaking with Sierra McKenzie from the Public Library of Cincinnati and Hamilton County about the appearance of Nnedi Okorafor, who I forgot to mention is a Cincinnati native as well. And she's going to be here at the main library on Thursday, May 2nd at 7:30 with a book signing following the presentation. And it is a ticketed event, correct?
It is. We have two tiers of tickets. One of those is general seating, and the other one comes with a opportunity to meet Nnedi Okorafor, as well as receive a copy of Binti, the complete trilogy, with a signed bookplate and reserve seating.
Very good. Well, thank you for coming in and speaking with us today.
Thank you.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Bill Reinhardt.